Today's share in the Dear Shumish Deburi Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Aleph. And we are going to just finish off one last Mishdebura from the end of Simon Tov Pei Ches and really spend almost all the Shia today on Tov Pei Tes, which starts to deal with the Alochos of Sfiras HaOmer. At the end of yesterday's Shia, we said that we have to be very careful to remind everybody to start saying on Chol HaMoed the same bracha, because we no longer say the same Talamotu Livracha, and it could lead to a terrible michshol, as the Mishdebura had said, that unfortunately Yesh Bem Chashash Kama Meos Brachos Latol, there's so many hundreds of people that will forget to say the right Nusach if you don't remind them. Then we go to Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishdebura. He says, B'diyevet Afim Lo Hizkir Osom Klal Yotza. If you didn't mention all the Korbanos of Musaf, of Yontif, in the Tfilas Musaf, you're still Yotzi B'diyevet, as long as you mentioned Musaf. V'im Torbim Musafim, and if in fact you made a mistake in regards to the Korban Musaf and the Hizkir Shayom Acher, and you mentioned a different day, the wrong day of the Korbanos, and likewise the Chaim B'Sukkah, Shom HaBiyom Rishon, the Cholamoid, Mashen, Oshayach, Klal Yosu Yom, you said the wrong Korban and Musaf for that day. For example, Kon Shom HaBiyom Revi, and it was supposed to be Biyom HaShlishi, Vim Lo Siyem HaBrocha, Yaskum Yipsukkah Korbanos. If you haven't finished the Brocha, then go back and correct it. However, Vim Siyem HaBrocha, in Tzor HaChlatzor, he brings up for the Chayyadam that if you did finish off the Brocha, so not a big deal. You should have done it right. It's not the end of the world if you didn't. The issue foot number 24 brings down, Biyontif Shechol B'Shabbos, Im Hispalo Musuf Shol Yontif, and you mentioned Shabbos in the Brocha and at the Chasima, but you forgot to mention Vyes Musuf Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, and you didn't mention any of the psukim of the korbanos of Musaf Shal Shabbos, just the korbanos of the Musaf Shal Yontif. So Ramosha finds, he says, Lo Yotzi De Chovah. Here you didn't finish off your Chovah, you didn't say it properly. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even though these korbanos aren't Ma'akev, he says, Kivin Shehizkir is korbanos of Chag. Since you mentioned the Yontif korbanos, but you didn't mention the Shabbos korbanos, it looks like they didn't bring the Shabbos korbanos, and therefore that's a problem. The issue for number 25 brings down, Im Tov Yispalo Bo Ketfila Shachos Shal Yontif. If by accident you daven the Yontif of Shachris instead of the Musaf, so he says that this halach is like on Shabbos. And in Shabbos it says, Sha'olov Lachzul Yispalo. You have to go and repeat it because you didn't mention anything about Musaf. That concludes Simen Tov Pei Ches. And now we begin Tov Pei Tes, Say the Tvelos Leil Sheni Shal Pesach Suris Omer, the second night of davening and the Suris Omer. So the Mechaber starts the follow. B'leil Sheni Achar Tvilas Arvis. On the second night of Pesach, after you daven Mariv, Maschilin Lispar Omer. We start saying Sfiras Omer. Now here there's a huge amount of halachos here that we have to go through. Many, many Dirshu footnotes and Bir halachos. So we're going to try to run as fast as we can. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkon Aleph, Kosu Achronim, the Omer Marvis, Hashayach Liyom Sheni, Afilu Chol Leisheni, B'motzei Shabbos. Now what are we talking about over here? You daven a different Mariv. We daven the same Mariv. So Dirshu foot number one reminds us that you say Piyutim. And therefore, the second night Piyutim was specific for Sfiras HaOmer. So normally you didn't say Piyutim on Friday night because, as Dirshu footnote number two brings down, because people may not know those Piyutim, be familiar with them, and they may come to tilt the light to say those Piyutim well from a sitter, even though they're all saying it together. Each person is so involved with his own sitter, so therefore Shemayata were concerned that they'll adjust the light, so therefore the minhag was not to say Piyutim on Friday night Yontif. So if Yontif is Shabbos, so the normal Yontif Piyutim that you say on the first night of Yontif are pushed till the second night of Yontif, which would be Motzi Shabbos, with the one exception over here being Pesach, because the second night Piyutim deal with Sfiras HaOmer. So you can't go say the first night's Piyutim on the second night. That's why they had this custom that they would say a different Mariv Piyutim on the second night. Normally they would do the first nights, but not by Pesach time. And he says, as I pointed out, you normally would just, if you didn't say it on the first night, so then you would say it on the second night, and you wouldn't say the second night. Here it's different because of the sphere. Sivkot and Beis, you would do Sfiras HaOmer after Marv, Kodem Aleinu, right after you finish the Kaddish Tiskabel, because that concludes, as Dirshu foot number three points out, that concludes from the Chok Yaakov, he says, that concludes your Shmoneh Esrei. So now you have the obligation, right after Marv, after the Shmoneh Esrei, before Aleinu, to go and say Sfiras HaOmer. And that's the minhag of Ashkenazim, that they say Sfiras HaOmer right after Shmoneh Esrei, before Aleinu. Why? Because you want to say the Sfiras HaOmer as soon as possible. And we'll see. There are those that say you actually say it before Marv, but we'll get to that in a moment. And the reason why you do it as soon as possible, Kadeshi is Kaim Yosem, Asher Kosov, Tmimos Tien, because there is a concept that the Sfiras HaOmer has to be Tmimos, and you have to say it from the very, very beginning, as early as possible, and you say it at the last day, as late as possible, till you have the 7 full weeks. The issue for number 4 brings down, Based on this reasoning, in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tukhachinsky Zatzal brings down, Ein la'acher tefilas arvis motzi yom tevishah shel Pesach. We don't delay in daven ma'ariv late. We have to daven ma'ariv as soon as possible. And he says the same thing on Shavuos. You go and daven as late as possible on Shavuos night to make sure that you have the full 49 days, the full 7 weeks. Memtes yom tumimos. They should be complete. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha di Ramasel Achar Tefilas Arvis says over here from the Sefer Moruk Tziyot that the reason the Sofer and Achar Tefila, why we go and say Sirus Omer after davening, Mishum the Bedoris, we showed him how Yominog Lespal Arvis called him a Lila. They used to daven Marv earlier, and by the time they finished Marv, now it was nighttime, and therefore they would say Sirus Omer in the perfect part of the beginning of the night. However, the Chok Yaakov disagrees, and he says, Medina Tzorch Lahakdim Kriya Shema Utvila Shu Tadir. He says, the reason is because you have Tadir Sheno Tadir, so Marv is more Tadir, so you have to say Marv first. The issue foot number 16 brings out a very interesting din. He says, many shuls that daven Marv early, and he says, people that want to be Yotze Kriya Shema, they normally say Kriya Shema over again later on. So he says, in this situation, he brings down from the Shelus Uchuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weissatzal, Shekivin Shiro Batzibra, Einu Chosim Korim Kriya Shema Miyad B'tchilas Halayla, Elasom Chamash Korim Kriya Shema Lamit. He says, many people, they daven Marv early, and they don't daven Marv, they don't say Kriya Shema right afterwards. They wait till Kriya Shema Lamita to say all three parishes of Kriya Shema. So he says, Imkein af hayechidim shemakpidim tomid likros Kriya Shema miyad kishigizman. Even though there are some people that always say Kriya Shema right away, every night at the right time, he says, Mutav sheyisapru sviras omer matzibu betchilas alayla, he says, even though they're makbe to go and say a Kriya Shema on the right time, he says it's better they should say Sfira Somer with all the people earlier, as opposed to saying Sfira Somer by yourself afterwards. And he adds, if somebody's davening Marv later on that night, so he's going to go now and say Shmoneh Esrei just with the Tzibor, and he'll say the brachas of Kriya Shema later on. In this situation, he's saying Shmon Esri with the Tzibor. He should then count Sirias Om with the Tzibor, and then later on, at the right time, say the Brachos of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. This is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, the name of the Chazonish. However, he says, that's only if you're not going to say Kriya Shema now. If it's already the time to say Kriya Shema, and you didn't yet say Sirias Omer, so then you say Kriya Shema first. The issue foot number 70 brings down the same idea in regards to Birkas Chometz. Sheyesh Sovrim Sh'af Apishu Tfilas Arvasi Tadira, that you should say normally Marv and do your Birkas Chometz. He says, Mikol Mokum Yesh L'Hakdim Lo'as Birkas Chometz Imhu Ba'ofen Shein Chashash Yishkach L'Spala Arvas Achrei Birkas. In a situation where you know, let's say you have a later minion, so you're definitely going to go, or somebody's going to remind you. So he says, in that situation, do the Birkas first and then daven Marv. Others disagree and say, no, you always do Marv and then the Birkas because of Tadve and Tadir Koda. The Shiret Zion Paskins, you can do it whichever way you want. They're great posts, I'm going to say both ways. So, Lemaisa, every person can follow his custom. They have great gedolim to rely upon. The Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, I wrote to Lispor Miyad, but Tesek Olchavim, if somebody wants to go, this is in Zivkot Yudches, we didn't get to it yet, but he brings down, if somebody wants to go and counts your Soma immediately after it, Tesek Olchavim, Mutalo Lachim Sir Soma Tivis Arvis, you can do so if you want to. Umashin Ogim Shavim Spalam Tivis Arvis Mucha Belaila, the people that daven Marv late at night, Mikomokum Ein Makdim Lispor Sir Soma Tivis Alaila, El Sofim Lachim Tivis Arvis. He says, however, there are plenty of people that, let's say, daven at 10 o'clock Marv, so they say Sir afterwards and they don't count earlier in the night. And the reason behind this, Revozin Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi brings down that there's a limud zchus over here because he says, many people are going to go forget to count. They try to count Sfira separate from Marv. So if they're supposed to, let's say, I'll start saying Sfira Somer at the beginning of Tzeisek Olchavim, and then I'll daven Marv at 10 o'clock, they're going to forget to say Sfira Somer, and they're going to think that I don't say Sfira Somer, I oversee it early in the night, and they're going to make a mistake. He brings down as well from the Shelos Shuvos Minchas Yitzchak Dain Weiss again, Zatzal, She'odiv Lispor Sfiras Omer B'Tzibor. He says there's another reason. It's better to do it with the Tzibor at a later time rather than to do it earlier in the more optimal time. However, he lives with the Tzorchian. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Yigus Moshe brings down, Mikor Adin Yesh L'Haktim Tzvilas Arvis Lispor Omer, because you normally should daven Mara before Sfiras Omer, even if you daven later at night, Mishum Tadir, Eno Tadir, Tadir Kodim. The same reason he said before. However, the Shelos Shuvos Olam Tzion disagrees. And he says, you always have to be Makdim Sfiras Omer B'Tchilas Halayla because of Tmimos, even if you're not davening Marv then. And then he adds, for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, on the second night of Pesach, so what should they do? So there's a whole separate discussion. as to what people who are living in Chutz La'aretz, should they count Sfira earlier? Because then you're having the Seder. So how can you say you're having the Seder if you already counted Sfira? So therefore, some do have the minhag that they count Sfira as a Omer at the end of the Seder. Others, I think the more common minhag is that they count anyway earlier in the night. So he has a discussion here, what should a Ben Chutz La'aretz do in this situation? Because you're not allowed to eat before you count Sfira as a Omer. He brings down as well from the Aruch HaShulchan that those Bedavka have the minhag from based upon Mekubalim that you must count Sfira as a Omer before the Seder. Others have the exact opposite minhag. I ain't shown in this footnote for some more details. The Chavetz Chaim Bir Aloch Libra Masko lists for Omer brings down that this is whether the mitzvah Sfiras Omer today is a mitzvah Darais or the Rabbanon is actually a famous machlokus amongst the Rishonim. And there are many Rishonim actually that say that it is a mitzvah Darais even nowadays. Amongst them, the Rambam and the Chinuch, although in the issue of footnote 18, there are those that bring the Minchas Chinuch brings down that that's not the Chinuch's opinion, but in any event, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they hold that the mitzvah Sfiras Omer today is min haTorah. However, the opinion of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, and Kama Poskim She'enu B'zman HaZeh Elazeh HaLemikdash Shekrivu Omer. This is only a reminder of the din of the Omer that they brought, and it's a Zecher, and it's only the Rabbanon. And this is the sugya of the Poskim over here in this Simen. However, the Rambam is not really a Das Yochid, he says. He brings down the Rebbeinu Yeshaya, he brings down the Rebbeinu Binyamin, he brings down the Ravya, it's brought in the Yarzurua, and the Yarzurua himself, and he brings down as well Rebbe Yehudoi, the Rav Amram, the Rebbe Tzkios. All of them agreed, like the Rambam, that it's a din d'oraisa. He brings down the Itur as well, a raya to this, and he concludes over here, he says, because there are so many great Rabbanim over here that say that it's a d'oraisa, so therefore, yesh sad godol l'minhogenu, shown as the Hirim Shalul Lispar at Tzitzik Chavim. That's why many people don't say it until Tzitzik Chavim, when it's Vadei Laila, because it's d'oraisa, you want to be Yotzei 100%. And he says, yeah, I found the same idea in the Elyeh Rabbah, albeit he didn't bring down all these gedolim that I mentioned, but one should try to count Sfiras Omer after it's Tzitzik Chavim to be Yotzei all of these Rishonim that say it's Daraisa. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, he says, Maschilin Lispar, Vinosh Vavodim Peturos, so he says, women, as well as an Eved Kenani, which we don't have today, of course, are potter from this mitzvah. Why? The heavy mitzvah cessation is mangram, because it's a time-dependent mitzvah. And women are exempt normally from a time-dependent mitzvah. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that this is not like the opinion of the Ramban. Shesiris Omri mitzvah sase, she'ein as mangramah. He says it's not a mitzvah cessation as mangramah, and therefore, according to him, women would in fact be obligated. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he brings down from the Mogen Avraham, because of the Mogen Avraham, Mihu, despite this fact, Kivar Shavya Alayu Chova, the women have accepted upon themselves that they will, in fact, say Sfiras HaOmer. And the reason behind this, you can see in the issue foot number 6 in the second paragraph, Mitzvah Saseshas Man Grama, women have the right to accept upon themselves. And he says, in Rotus L'Kaimus HaMitzvah, Shulchan Aruch says, they're allowed to, like by Tkiyah Shofar, Mutin L'Tkoa, and the blowing of the Shofar is not a Chilul Yontif, and women can do this if they wish to. Now, does she or does she not make a bracha? So this is a famous machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So the Mechaber writes that women don't make a bracha because how can they say vitzivanu when they're not mechuyavos in this mitzvah? However, the Ramah disagrees and says that they can make a bracha. And because the men are mitzvah, so the women can say asher kicham mitzvah vitzivanu, not a problem. He says, even according to the opinion, however, that women are in Mechuyavos, there is a minhag that the women don't do melacha from Shkiyas Echama and onward. The issue number 7 asks, how can women accept upon themselves a chiyah for something that they're not obligated in? And he brings up from the Minchas Chinuch, Shlomo Tzonosh Adam HaPotur Mimitzvah Yochel Chayvus Atzitz Mitzvah. You can't take something upon yourself that you're not obligated in doing. He says, by Tkiyah Shofar and other things, you're allowed to. By Mariv, you're allowed to. It's technically Rishos. So he says, that's different. There is a concept of Mariv. Okay, you may not be fully obligated to Rishos, but there is a concept. There is a mitzvah of Mariv. However, over here, there is no concept of women saying Sfiras Omer. So he says, how can they possibly take it upon themselves? So he says, nevertheless, the women do this mitzvah themselves, so they have the right to go since they've done it themselves. He says it's different. He says by shofar, even though the minhag is that the women do it, since they're not actually blowing the shofar, lo kiblu aleim dover ze lechova. He says it's not a real chova, although Chayadom says that it is a chova for the women by shofar once they've accepted it upon themselves. Back to Mishnah Berurah. So the Mogen Avraham says that the minhag is for the women. They have accepted upon themselves to say Sfiras Omer. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself adds, and you can see this in the Shaarat Zion in Oz Beis, this is also the opinion of the Pri Chodosh, who says Bepshitus that women are potter, and they haven't accepted upon themselves to say this, and Chai Adam also doesn't bring down this minhag that the Mogen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Umechemeduma de bedinosenu lo nage noshe klal lispor." He says, "Nowadays, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, the women didn't go and count Sirasa Omer because we say Shulchan Shlomo da koponim lo yivarchu, and if they are going to say it, they shouldn't go and make a bracha. Why? The habavadi yitu b'yomecha, because there's a high likelihood that they're not going to say all 49 nights." And Vagama Pirov, Enam Yodim Perish Amils, and they don't understand it. So they're just davening the Sirus Omer. They're not really counting Sirus Omer, and that would be a potential problem. Therefore, he says, if the women want to count, they could, but they shouldn't count with a bracha. Many, many disagree with this. In Dirshu foot number 8, he brings down from the Stipler Gon, they says, Bedavka, the women do count Sirus Omer. Voyo masculine kol Lilo Lispar. And in fact, that he would count with his daughters, and they would count every night. On the other hand, in the house of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, they brought down that the minhag is lo nagu noshim lispor svirasa omer. Dirsha foot number 9 brings down the isha medakdekes b'maseh v'eishus chaver. If a woman is careful with svirasa omer and she'll have a household that will remind her, so Rav Yashiv says yicholu levarach svirasa omer. They certainly can go and make a bracha svirasa omer. And I would dare say that this is the very, very commonly accepted custom that women do take upon themselves to count svirasa omer if they wish to, and they do say it with a bracha, and they are very careful and medactic in this mitzvah, and therefore they can do this if they wish to. The issue foot number 10 brings down that one of the reasons that we said over here that women don't is because they may come to forget. What happens if a man knows he's going to not be able to say Sirus Omer? He's scheduled for some sort of elective surgery, for example, and he knows he's going to miss one day of the Omer, or whatever other reason he's going to miss a day of the Omer. Can he start counting with a bracha? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, yes, yochol lispor mitchila bebracha, even though he's going to know that he's not going to be able to make it. Dirshu foot number 11 says, if you don't understand the words of Sirus Omer, so then you should say it in English, because you're not yotze if you don't understand the words. Albeit, there are those that say that as long as you understand the general concept, even if you don't understand each individual word, but you know, tonight's the 23rd night of the Omer, and even though you don't understand the Hebrew words, but you know that it means that it's 3 weeks and 2 days in the Omer, so then it is acceptable. The issue foot number 9 also has an interesting discussion about chinuch of children. So if your young child is not able to stay up late enough in the summer months when you're saying Sirus Omer, it's already quite late, and it may be that the younger children aren't going to stay up. So he brings down from Nissan Karolitz Zatzal that in this situation there's no mitzvah to be mechanech your children, because like with Kriyashma, at night there's also no mitzvah because it's too late for the children to stay up. So if they're not with their father, then there's no such mitzvah. He says, Le'inyan Sirus Omer, likewise, there's no mitzvah of chinuch if the child can't stay up late enough. And he says, we don't teach him to say count the next morning because that's not the real mitzvah. Furthermore, he says, what's the age of chinuch? So he has to be able to understand that there's 49 days. He has to be able to understand that one day comes after the other day, and that there's a progression over here of the numbers. And if he can't understand that, so he hasn't yet reached the age of chinuch. Mechaber continues and says, if you forgot to count at the beginning of the night, you can count all night long, which means up until Olos HaShachar. Once it's Olos HaShachar, it's ready the next day, and you can't count anymore with a bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet tells us, as long as night hasn't passed, you're still Yotzi Tumimus Tiyana, as long as you count sometime during that night. The issue foot number 12 brings down that once it's Olos HaShachar, you can't count anymore with a bracha. The Kav HaChaim also points out that if you didn't count at the beginning of the night, you should count as soon as you remember, unless, again, as you're going to know, you have a minyan to daven marav later. We discussed that already. But if you've already daven marav and you realize you forgot Sivis Omer, so count immediately. Don't say, well, I have all night long. The issue foot number 13 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that Zatzal and Yigris Moshe, Shemikor Adin Efshul Ispor Kol Alayla. You could technically count all night long, and if you didn't count at the beginning, so it's a mila to count at the beginning because it's Pimus Diana, but then you can count whenever you're going to count. But the Shelos Yeshuvas Arlo Tzion disagrees, and he says you must count as soon as possible, and if you didn't count at the beginning, so you weren't Yotzi the Mitzvah L'chatchila, and you should count right away. Based upon this, he says if you started eating, you have to stop eating in order to count Sirasa Omer. However, the Ramah Paskin in regards to Bedikas Chametz, that if you ate Beheter, you don't have to stop to do Bedikas Chametz. Meaning, if you started eating Beheter, you don't have to stop. As opposed to over here, the Shelos Teshuvas Arlo Tzion seems to say that even though you started eating Beheter, you'd have to stop and count Sirus Omer. The Chaber continues and says, "Umitzvah kol echod lispor liatzmo." Every person has an obligation to co-count Sirus Omer for himself, not biyotze shomei ka'oneh. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkar and Hey, because the pasuk says, "Dichsiv usvartim lochem," meaning mashma shamitzvah kol al kol yochid viyochid. Every individual has to go count himself. The issue footnote number 14 says, nevertheless, even though it's a mitzvah for each person to count himself, the Kav HaChaim brings down in the name of the Shalom that you should always count in the Tzibur. And when Moshe finds it in the town, the Yigas Moshe says, Mishum Shekol Mitzvah Royally Al Sosa Brovam, because of the mitzvah to do it in a large fanfare, and therefore you do it in the Tzibur rather than doing it by yourself. Furthermore, if you don't count with the Tzibur, there's a high chance that you'll forget. And Dayan Weiss, that's all, the Minchas Yitzchus adds that from the Shalah, it seems that in addition to Berov Am, there's a mitzvah to count it B'tzibor B'davka, and like Shmoneh Esrei, there's a mitzvah to daven Shmoneh Esrei in the Tzibor, even though you could daven B'chidus. Mishbur continues, he says, V'nei Mashma, he said, the B'sfira eno kamo b'shar mitzvahs toli b'amira, Sfira is different than all other mitzvahs that you say, because l'inyan kiddush avdolach yotzeh, z'ayin korah, it's a kiddush in avola, the mishom alachaveh, when it's kavin lot, says the yotzeh, because if you're this and there, you're yotzeh, because of mishom shomei akone. But here it's different, and mitzvah Shem will pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.